Okay, we are up to Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 13, Mishnah 3. These next two Mishnayos, again, continuing the conversation, dealing with a case of Miyun, that a girl who is underage, who is married off by her mother or her brother, that she is allowed to then reject the marriage and do something called Miyun, in which she says, I don't want to be with you anymore, and so they are separated. However, the Mishnah now defines that there is a difference between her ending that marriage and the man ending that marriage. If the girl ends the marriage, then she does Miyun, and then we'll see that it's as if the marriage never happened. However, if the man ends it, he has to give her a get, and then they're considered as a properly divorced couple in such a situation. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Kol akava shehi mina ish, anytime that she stays in the marriage because of the man. Meaning that she didn't end the marriage, rather he ended the marriage, he divorced her. He gave her the get, and therefore we treat the marriage as if she had been his legal wife until the time that he divorced her. And whenever she stays in the marriage, not on account of him, but meaning she ends the marriage with miyun, is as if she was never legally his wife. And we'll see now in Mishnah Dalet what both of these things mean, what the ramifications of these statements are. When a girl does miyun with the husband to end the marriage off, then it's as if she wasn't really married, meaning who mutar bekrovosev, he mutaris bekrovav. In general, when you have a married couple, he is going to be forbidden to marry her relatives, and she'll be forbidden to marry his relatives. But here, this former husband, is allowed to marry her relatives, and she's allowed to marry his relatives. And not only that, but velo pesalim in a kahuna, she's not even disqualified from marrying a kohen. Why? Because we consider it as if she was never married in the first place to this guy, and that's why she's basically consider someone who is never married, and therefore all these things are going to be allowed for both of them. Then says the Mishnah further, Nasan la get. Let's say the husband gave her a get. He's the one who ended the marriage, which was like more of a proper divorce. Then hu asur bekrovosev, he asur bekrovav. Then he's going to be usur to her relatives, and she's going to be usur to his relatives. Why? Because now they're like considered a real married couple that's divorced. Upasalam and akahuna, just like a regular divorcee is going to be pasul, going to be invalid to marry a kohen, so too she has now become disqualified because of this guy from marrying a kohen in the future. Then the final case of the Mishnah deals with what's called machzir grushaso. Machzir grushaso in short means that a woman who marries a man and they get divorced, she is allowed to remarry him as long as she doesn't marry anyone else in the interim. But let's say she goes ahead and marries someone else and that man either dies or they get divorced, she is no longer allowed to go back to her first husband anymore. That's a regular case of marriage. Now the Mishnah says as follows, Nasan la get vechzira, if the husband gave her a get and then they got remarried, which would be permissible in a normal case, and therefore permissible in this case as well, me'ana bo, and then she did miyun to end the second marriage, v'nise slacher v'nis armala unis garsha, and then she goes ahead and marries someone else, and so this is now her third marriage, so she marries someone else, but it's the second guy, so she married this other person, and she was widowed, or they got divorced, then muteres lachzorlo, she's allowed to go back to her first husband. Why is she allowed to go back to her first husband? He gave her a get after their first marriage. We say because she did miyun after the second marriage. And since she did miyun after the second marriage, we basically consider it as if both the first and the second marriages are wiped out. It's as if she never was married to him in the first place. So now she's allowed to go ahead and be married to this guy again because she's not machzir grushaso. She is just marrying this guy for the first real time. So it would be permissible for her to remarry this guy in this case. Again, that would be her third marriage, her third time that they were together. And it would be her second man that she was with. But let's say me'ana bovech zira, let's say she did miyun first to end their first relationship, and then she went back to him, they got married again. Nasan la get v'nises lacher v'nis armelo o'nis garsho. And then he gave her a get to end the second marriage, and then she married someone else, a second man, and either he died or they got divorced. Asura lachzorlo, and then she's usher to go back to the first husband. Because even though she ended the first marriage with miyun, the second marriage was ended ends with a get, with a regular divorce, and therefore to go back to him after having been married to someone else is going to be considered a regular case of machzir grusha. So, and therefore asur lachzor lo. So she's not allowed to go back to this first husband again. And zeh haklal, this is the general rule: get achar miyun asur lachzor lo. Whenever a get comes after miyun, she's also to go back to him if she marries someone else. Meyon achar get mutar is lachzor lo, but miyun that comes after a get, she's allowed to go back to him after, even after marrying someone else. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey, but for now, we'll stop right here.